Rappers and singers aren't the only money makers in the music industry. That's the message that at-risk kids are learning at a camp in Los Angeles, where they're taught business skills through hip-hop music. Reporter Janae Darden spent a day with the teens, where they practiced everything from crafting a business plan to rapping on the beat.
It's Friday night and rap beats are blaring from a UCLA dorm. This is not a party, but another night of work for kids in the hip-hop leadership camp, a free 5-day program where students learn the business side of the music industry through hip-hop.
We start off with $850,000, right? Might miss $15,000, I'll get to $835,000.
Those are the kids from the mock company Field Goal Records. Students are divided into record labels. Each has a different position, from marketing manager to president and CEO. And like real life, business doesn't always go smoothly.
Hey, you're doing it wrong.
I told you so.
What?
Let me do it. I didn't want to say I told you so.
The camp targets at-risk youth from 12 to 15 years old. Many students are from low-income backgrounds. Hundreds of kids apply, but only 30 are chosen. Big Paul Tuvai is the director of Two Extremes, the nonprofit organization that hosts the program. He says the camp aims to show kids there's more to music than fame.
That's all they see, is either the rapper, the producer, or the bouncer, but not realizing that there's a whole farm of people behind that that make just as much money, if not more, that have just as much power, but may not be in the limelight. But you best believe that those people in the limelight know who they are.
But the program also inspires kids like 15-year-old Nico Servan from Oxnard, California. Dressed head to toe in military fatigue, Nico says the program helped him get over his shyness.
Before the program, I never talked in front of a crowd, and I really never talked to people. And then after that, it helped me in high school to get promoted higher in the ROTC, the Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. And I had to talk in front of a whole battalion, and a battalion is like 145 kids.
The same goes for Brianna Smith, a 12-year-old from Watts and the CEO of Field Goal Records. She says the camp influenced her to change career goals.
Records, I wasn't really into it. I wasn't really going this route. I was going to try to go to school, go to law school. And now it changed me because I like it and I'm starting it and I get it. And they tell me, like, Brianna, that's a good thing to do and you will make a great president.
The camp draws hip-hop stars. This year, MC Lyte, along with music executives, stressed that the journey to success doesn't come overnight.
A lot of the young people have been leaned in the direction of believing that things come easily. And that's not their fault. You know, it's media. It's like, okay, all of a sudden you see this guy pop up, but you never really know his story and how long he's been working at it. And even if it's artists, you know, or executives, they should know that it takes work.
And the path to wealth or bling also takes time, says marketing executive Kevin Black. He works with top artists like Snoop Dogg, Common, and 50 Cent. Kevin also deals with real estate and tells students, don't just think, show me the money, but
save your money. Let me hear y'all say that.
Save your money.
The entertainment business is what it means. Entertainment. When the entertainment stops, you stop. So get another business.
But the camp is not all business. Students also learn how to write lyrics and rap. Field Goal Records represents the group Five Knockouts. 13-year-old Giovanna Smith, a.k.a. Tiny Knockout, wrote their song.
Call me Tiny Knockout, the one and only. I spit rhymes, but not 40 phones.
The Petite Watts native says writing rhymes is not a small job.
It is kind of difficult because you got to stay on the beat and stuff.
The students knocked out their families and friends during a performance at the end of the program.
About to shut it down.
Tiny Knockout, about to do what I do. I came to tell the boys a girl could do it too. I got much game, no need to be ashamed. Stay out of wise, let's spread the rap game. My rap can connection.
For NPR News, I'm Janae Darden.
And wise, I gotta do my own shout outs. No one can top this but the Tiny Knockout.
This story was originally produced as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio Project.